The Two Hawaii Dads Podcast. These two still chant "Let's go, Bows" at the football game.
All right, let's go. It is the Two Hawaii Dads Podcast. It's your boy Jason.
Justin right over here. What up, everybody? It's been a minute.
But it hasn't, because the internet is the internet. And we are here in Manoa. Or is this Mo'ili'ili?
I just called it University.
University.
Yeah, yeah. Does that count? Is that part of the map?
Okay, University? Okay, Hawaiian.
Mo'ili'ili, okay. Well, this is your neck of the woods. I digress.
Is it my neck of the woods?
I don't know. I consider it like anything east of Pro City yours.
Okay, because I am the townie of the two of us. But I did live kind of close by here back in college time, or right after college. I had an apartment maybe 5 minutes away. But nice. I used to drink here a lot when it was Magoo's.
No, you were telling me earlier only the triple OGs will recognize this as.
Oh, if you remember the days of Magoo's and Eastside Grill.
Okay, speaking of Eastside Grill, we were live on our Instagram Live.
Did anybody get the right answer?
Nobody. All two of us did not get it. What is the answer?
I forgot. I got to look it up.
Well, here you go. If you're listening to this,
hit us up on our social media.
Yeah, hit us on the social media and let us know what was Eastside Grill before Eastside
Grill. Before it was Eastside Grill. Eastside Grill. And if you want to find us on social media,
At Two Hawaii Dads, the number 2, HIDADS, or you can follow our personal account, which isn't so personal, but at Cool Daddy Cool J.
You locked it down. Used to be a public account, not public anymore.
Really? Did I?
It looks like it was private to me because I was trying to repost your memes on the Two High Dads account. And I couldn't do it.
I'll go talk to my staff.
Go talk to your staff.
We'll figure it out. So
get that under control.
And if you haven't gotten a chance to do it yet, and it's the first time you stumbled upon our podcast, please rate, review, and subscribe. That is the number one way that you can support us, besides giving us straight cash, homie. Just rate, review, subscribe.
I do not mind straight cash.
So shouts out to brother Gerard, Headed Home Roofing and Painting, always a part of the program. We appreciate you guys. Go check them out on the Facebook and give them a ring. Here we go. Here's the number. You ready? 497-0927. Check them out.
So let's get started. I want to talk about what happened just the other day because I heard it freaked you out more than it freaked me out.
It did. And when we were talking before the podcast, You were surprised that I was actually paying attention to this. I mean,
what are we talking about, folks? We're talking about the emergency sirens. Did you hear the emergency sirens again? That guy right there did. This guy right here did
not.
Working? I was at work. I did not hear a damn thing.
Wow. So how did you find out about it?
Because the newsroom started going crazy and everybody was like, oh,
we're all going to die.
No, it wasn't that we're all going to die. It was like, holy crap, somebody screwed up again. What's going on?
So, well, I mean,
because do you really think there was an emergency at 4 o'clock? Like, you really thought there was an emergency at 4 o'clock in the afternoon?
So I was cruising on my couch and I was watching TV with the kids and I heard the faint civil defense warning. And I'm like, okay, two things.
Yep.
It's not first of the month.
Yep.
And it's 4:30, 5 o'clock in the afternoon.
Exactly. But you were in eyesight of both of your sons.
Well, one of them.
One of them. And you knew where the other one was.
Yes.
Okay, and you were still freaking out.
Well, I mean, I think that whole fiasco the last time ruined it for everybody.
Did it?
I don't know.
Mean, it got you on edge. Right. I guess for me, it's that I knew where my kid was. I knew where my wife was. And as soon as I figured out what was going on, I was trying to debunk it. You know what I mean? I was trying to figure out, this can't be real.
No, there's no way this is legit.
Exactly.
Right. Well, I remember when the first one happened around, we got the alert on the telephone.
Yeah.
So that didn't happen. So I was kind of like, eh.
Well, do you use the Nixel? Do you get the city alerts? Because it did go out. That's how it all started, was the city alert went out. There was an alert that went out.
What, you did the last time?
No, this time.
I didn't get no alert this time.
Okay. A city alert went out because it was HPD that ended up screwing up.
Yeah, do you think that was legit? Because like, the first thing, like, Uncle Kirk came out, I was like, hey. He's like wiping his hands like, it wasn't me this time.
No, what was funny is that when they issued the alert, it came through the city systems, right? But when it came time to saying that, yo, nothing's wrong, everybody but HPD put out something saying, hey, chill. HPD put out a press release. They came out afterwards and they talked about it. And to Chief Ballard's credit, she took full responsibility and was like, it's our fault. We screwed up. Not going to happen again, and immediately figured out how to keep it from happening again. AKA stop using real computers in your training.
It was a training thing.
Yes,
right,
it was all training. It was all training. And somebody pressed the wrong button on the real computer in the training session. So she came out and said all that. It was cool. What was funny was everybody from EMS, like everybody else was saying, wasn't, it didn't happen. It's not,
typical,
not real.
Local thing. Was it me? Was it me?
And if you go to like the HPD accounts, crickets.
Yeah, well. They fell on the sword, I guess you could say.
So you were legitimately worried.
Well, initially, like I'm like, because when the last time it happened, my other half freaked out.
Yep.
She started calling her parents, which lives on they live on the mainland. Right? And she was all crying and whatnot, and I'm like, ah. But yeah, so that, and then like since I was in front of the TV,
yeah.
You know, the news said, oh, they're on it. They didn't find anything. So I was like, all right, cool, whatever. I mean, it is. But you know what? Now that's how it's going to be every single time.
Well,
everybody's going to be like, blah, 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 and then be like.
I think what's good, though, is that people are going to be on point where, like, if they hear the sirens go off, they go, hey, what's going on? And they automatically try to figure out, is it legit? And that's not a bad thing.
That's one way of looking at it.
That's not a bad thing.
But yeah, so, and you know me, I was quick with the memes. As soon as I could, I was up there making memes, and you can go check it out. I don't know if I posted it up on ones, but you can check out mine. Got to strike while the iron's hot. I learned in the meme game.
So, of course, by the time we start recording, this is exactly when all my internet starts acting up.
Oh, man, we're just awesome with low internet.
Bruh. Did you hear about what's going on in Waimanalo? Did you ever go to Sherwoods when you were growing up? Did you go to Sherwood Forest?
Growing up, definitely out of the fun radius. For me, growing up on the west side.
That was one of the home breaks for me back in the day. When I was growing up going bodyboarding, we used to go Sherwoods. When had the tsunami scares back when you and I were probably in high school, we went to the east side and we got the wraparound service. There were some epic sponge sessions.
Okay, so you
at Sherwoods when I was growing up.
What bus is that to get on?
It was the 57. I mean, getting home from town to Kailua. But the thing was, I'd go home and then I'd catch ride with my buddies or one of my buddies' older brothers who would give us the ride into Waimanalo. Because it wasn't hard getting to Kailua. It was hard getting
back.
It was hard getting to Nalo and back because the bus ran even less often.
Oh, interesting.
Out to Nalo. But
so what happened in Nalo?
So the city is trying to tear down part of Sherwood Forest, rip it down, and put in like a field and a parking lot.
Whose land is that?
It's city land.
City lands. Ceded
land? So it's city property.
City property.
But the issue is there's Iwi Kupuna. It's on the National Register of Historic Places.
Ooh.
There's a lot of issues going on. So a lot of the local residents in Nalo Town are like, hey, we don't need any of this. Get
Why?
Bones, bro. Why? No even. Whereas the city is saying, well, you guys need a park. We got to put this in. You know, got to modernize, blah, then, blah, 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 blah. So that's where the issue is.
And
right
then, like, they have parks already in Waimanalo that's kind of, like, not even really taken care of by the city. And I think that's, wasn't there, like, one of their gripes? I'm like, yo, we got parks already. Why aren't you guys taking care of this?
See, they would claim that, but the park that they're talking about is Azevedo Field, which is about 10 minutes away. And you would only know this if you're a Windward resident or grew up Kailua or Nalo side. And the thing is, Azevedo was always a crap field. It was always filled with rocks. It was never set up for success. You know
which
what I mean?
Is that?
So when they come back and they say, hey, you should make Azevedo better. Azevedo was never a prime spot. Well, it was never a prime spot to begin with. Like, I was playing baseball back in the 80s, right? And we used to go to baseball practice at Azevedo. And you used to know, you go to Azevedo, you cannot slide because you can get rocks. All of that. Like, bro, it's the kind where so much rocks would tear up your pants. Like, you slide one time, and you know how you have the marks down your pants? The gray pants, because it was cheap and was thin, right? But you slide on them one time, and done. So, like, I get why people are saying, oh, you should go fix up Azevedo. But to me, as somebody who grew up Windward side, Azevedo was never an option to begin with. You know what I mean? Like,
so what would you do? Would you put money into actually legitimately making it into a park?
I would not go and put park lands over Iwi Kupuna. Mm. That's for darn sure.
Yeah.
Like, I think Nalo needs new facilities, but do they need it right there at Sherwood Forest? I don't know. And in this day and age where everybody get a voice and everybody, like, say something, if the community is sitting there saying no.
They're out there holding signs, and Nalo's out in force.
Right, this morning, they were out there on both sides of the road at 5 a.m. holding signs.
Wow.
Because the city was supposed to start construction. They were, like, trying to tell people.
For a vote?
I mean, the city kind of gets to do what it wants to do, right?
Yeah.
But if Caldwell listens to the community.
Oh, we're going to talk about Kirk.
Then you never know what's going to happen. But, you know, that's the problem, is the problem with listening to the community, because the latest survey says, oh, brah.
No. Survey says, not really.
Government don't give a rat's
behind. Yeah.
I mean, like,
of course. This politics thing is just too much. Too much.
So, majority of Hawaii residents say the state is moving in the wrong direction, according to a new poll from the Star Advertiser. A majority of Hawaii residents. So, only 27% of respondents said, yeah, the state is on the right track. Right. 61%, nah, brah.
Wow.
So, the majority.
I mean, yeah, just the vibe, like, it, not just locally, but nationally, too. It's just everybody's out for everybody. Everybody's talking. I mean, everybody's talking stink about each other. You this, you that, you for who, and yep. me for what.
Yep. It's rough, bro. It's rough.
It is. Hopefully, Waimanalo, Eastside can come together, figure out something.
Well, the funniest thing is, like, you sit here and you talk about the government and how they don't care about people, and then you have the government sitting there telling you stuff like, hey, don't use paper bags.
Whole bruh.
And then what Uncle happened Kirk. Last week? Uncle Kirk. He's in Chinatown.
That was hilarious.
With a bunch of yellow bags saying, hey, bro, we're going to give the Chinatown businesses yellow bags for their trash.
Give me the over
plastic,
under.
Plastic bags.
Give me the over under on how much of the people that live in downtown Chinatown going to be wearing those yellow bags as ponchos.
See, the argument is, can I cut into the bags? Can I add trash to the bags? We're going to know who got the bags.
If you're going to cut into the bags, you're going to find, if you really want something in the bag, it will find the way to get it.
You know what the flip side of that is? One of the biggest opponents of the plastic bag ban.
The guy.
Got the contract.
Got to make the bags
to
now.
Make the bags for the city.
Oh, my gosh. Politics today.
So he's all
politics.
Like, yeah, I'm G, bro. I'm G. We don't need plastic bags. I got my contract.
So do I, like, the funny part is, like, every time I go to Walmart, they ask if I have a bag, that fee always goes up. I swear it's like 20 cents. Nah, nah. It started off at 3.
Well, businesses can charge whatever they want.
Oh, really?
Right? Yeah.
Oh, so I guess I need to go get those yellow bags from Uncle Kirk and walk around.
What they should be doing, instead of spending all that money on bags and making bags and finding all that kind of stuff, you know what they should be doing? They should be finding more people to do the maintenance, to do the cleaning. To do the what is your job description?
I am a custodial engineer.
There you go. We need more custodial engineers in Waikiki, because did you hear what happened?
No.
There was some tourists, some dude.
Okay, sounds legit.
Hanging out right by the substation, the HPD substation in Waikiki, chilling right there on the beach with his wife.
That's where I would take my kids.
Yeah, and guess what happened? One tree branch fell on his ass. Bingo bango, smashed the wife. It took first responders had to come out and pull the tree limb off of this guy. Termites ate it. It was termite damage.
What?
But it was such a big piece of tree that fell on this guy that they had to come and drag it off of him.
Wow.
The Visitor Aloha Society of Hawaii got involved. Like, they came out. They was like, extended his trip by a couple days.
And that's all he got is a couple of days. Well, I'll be hitting that place up. For buku bucks.
He said he was quoted as saying, like, I'm going to have this great story to tell when I get back home to Australia. Australian. I think that says something about it right there, because the dude's from Australia. He's like, yeah, whatever.
Oh, my gosh.
Got nailed by a tree. Whatever.
They don't use
good
money
story.
In Australia?
I don't know.
I would say Hawaii and the tourism authority got away with one right there. That sounds like what they did to me.
What it makes me wonder is, when you're walking down the street in Waikiki with your sons, like, are you worried that something's gonna fall on them from the heavens?
I remember maybe a couple years ago when I used to do sunset on the beach in Waikiki, one guy got clocked with a coconut. You know, by the tennis courts going towards the
just walking down the street.
Just walking down, and he got bopped on the head. I'm pretty sure he made out money. That was a long time ago, though.
So would you go out with your kids looking for something to happen so that you could be like, hey, let's cash in, boy. Fall down.
I'm not that dirty, but like,
you're not that dad.
Nah, I'm not that dad. Don't be that dad. But look, there's already stuff out there that we need to worry about going out, just like the guy at Ala Moana. Lucky Strike.
Yep.
Right, we got to worry about that. Now we got to worry about trees.
I'm not taking my daughter to Lucky Strike at 2 o'clock in the morning, though.
Homeboy was rolling up, he was packing heat, and there's
It
no
was way. A late night party.
You just never know. I'm not saying don't go there. I'm just saying.
It can pop off anywhere, but if you're going to use that as an example, are you taking your sons to Lucky Strike at midnight?
That is a no. That's a bad then dad. I
don't think you got to worry too much about them getting shot up while your kids are running their mouths at people walking out Lucky Strike.
I'm at that point where it's like, I don't even want to go outside sometimes. It's so much bad vibes out there.
I feel. But we are outside. We're here at the study hall.
Study hall.
Here near the University of Hawaii at Manoa Campus, Puck's Alley, Omagoose.
And if you haven't been here yet, there's a lot of jerseys, a lot of football.
Yes. It's a commemoration of UH sports. But at the same time, the ownership, Uncle Jed, who used to be part of their crew at Pipeline Cafe back in the day.
Lola's.
He also owned Lola's. A lot of what you see here, a lot of the pictures, a lot of the local celebrities, that's a carryover from the Lola's days. Because there's a lot of pictures on the walls there.
Yeah, I was taking a leak, and Noilani Cipriano was staring at me
looking
in the
right
face.
Back at you?
She was looking right at me. She's like, hey, big boy. I'm like,
yeah, what'd you say?
I was like, I'm just going to wash my hands and get out. Not to mention Cold Brennan, too, but that's a different story. But
yes, sir.
Great place. I love this place.
Lots of different options for beer. They've got great drink specials, food.
TVs
very
galore.
Affordable. TVs galore. Sports bar. This is the place to go if you want to watch UH sports, if you want to watch some of the big games as they're coming up here as we're making the final stretch on baseball season
We'll talk about that.
So we're going to come back in just a minute. We got more from Study Hall here in Manoa. It's the Two Hawaii Dads Podcast.
Yee.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner. We are back.
We're back.
The Two Hawaii Dads Podcast. That's Justin.
Jason, right across from these beautiful tables right here at Study Hall HI. Follow them on the gram at Study Hall.
Gotta love how Uncle Frank's taxi just drove by. His limo service.
I figured there'd be
more
buses coming up university, and there's only been like a couple.
It is later in the evening. I mean, the kids are all back in the dorms by now, right?
And I seen some Uber drivers, some Lyft guys come stop by. Make sure you come down, check it out. It's beautiful over here. Shouts out to brother Chad and Jed. Helping
great,
us out.
Great time to come to Study Hall is during football season. And speaking of football season, is now the time in the podcast, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, where we talk about the Eagles. How they do?
Here we go. Ready for the rant? Okay, here we go. This is how it works. If you don't have your starting wide receivers that have hands that are not made out of cinder blocks.
Yes.
I would be 3-0. Are we timing it? Are we timing this? I would be 3-0. But no, I got guys who have stone for hands, dropping balls, but they won't drop babies. They'll drop balls. And I am 1-2 and absolutely disgusted.
For those of you keeping score at home, did the Eagles win?
We lost. I am 1-2. I should be 3-0, but my damn wide receivers can't catch S.
Here's another important question, my friend. How'd your bets do?
Oh, hashtag sports uncles. I remember the last time we got together, you gave me shtick about it.
Did you win?
I went 3-1 this weekend.
Did you actually put any money on any of those games?
I'm still looking for my lines. I'm still looking for my lines. But if you follow me, if you follow us, hashtag Sports Uncles Hawaii, I am 3-1 this weekend. Follow me.
AKA hashtag all talk, no action.
I got to find me a line.
Bruh.
Here's an early, not too sure when this is going to come out, but right now, under and Nevada this weekend. Under Nevada.
Mark those words right there.
But I don't know.
Did the kids watch any football with you? Do you even watch games with your sons?
I don't. Because technically, Sundays, I'm supposed to be working. Shouts out to Brother Scott. I'm supposed to be at work. And if I'm not at work, I'm at the bar watching the game. Because Daddy got a dirty mouth. Daddy got bad mouth.
But Dad's not at the bar when he's supposed to be at work. Dad's either at work or at the bar, but he's not at the b- bar when he's supposed to be at work.
If you're following us. No, but there was one time that I did watch the game with my son, and daddy got a bad mouth.
That's why there was only one time.
That was the game last year that Carson Wentz broke his leg. Or no, 2 years ago. Whatever. That broke his leg. Daddy dirty mouth.
I'm working on getting my kid to be a Yankees fan, but everyone's
saying baseball is so hard, that's why, because it's time.
Yeah.
Like, I think if has...
There's a lot more opportunity to say naughty things.
Has baby gone to a UH game with you?
Not yet.
I've taken the kids to... Now that you say buses, now there's a fury of buses coming up. Now, what did you do?
It's bus time, man.
Bus time. I took the kids to a UH Rainbow Warrior game up at the Murakami.
Yep.
And it took me 4 innings to give in to the iPad and the phone. 4 innings.
I think before I go to a UH game, I probably try to take my kid to a high school game, maybe a football game. Have you ever tried to take the kids to a who's out there in Makakilo? What is that?
It's Campbell.
Would you go to a Campbell?
I am not going to a Kapolei football game.
No?
Hell to the no.
Elani just beat Damien last weekend.
I know. Look at you.
High school sports, bro. High school sports is actually a little bit more entertaining these days.
Where is Iolani's home? Do you guys have a field?
Eddie Hamada Field. It's over at Iolani. The beautiful thing is they control their destiny in the ILH, but what I love is everything's been pretty evenly spread. Like,
if your name's not St. Louis.
Yeah. Well, or Mililani last weekend.
Ooh.
Big boys came from the mainland and laid the smacketh down on the Trojans.
And when you say smack, it was physical.
I felt like I was on the Big Island watching a football game. Because if you look at the Big Island scores, it's like 40-0, 72-0.
But you know the thing was is that I said this on my radio show, is that this recent game between Mililani and St. John Bosco, their starting quarterback, I'm not kidding, bro. That guy is the top, I feel, the top high school QB recruit. Check this out.
Mililani's.
No! St. John Bosco, the Cali team, which is ranked number 2.
Who cares then?
Dude, that guy is 6'5", 250, with a cannon for an arm. I'm just saying, that guy is just, and he's committed to Clemson.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, not Hawaii Hilo, Clemson.
All right.
But yeah, my Eagles, I don't know, fart. Total fart.
Speaking of sports, though, I hear your boy playing a new sport these days. Bro.
Okay, so growing up, me personally, I played a lot of sports.
Yep.
Didn't play basketball.
What did you play when you were growing up?
I played volleyball. I played a little bit of football. I played soccer, and I played baseball.
Okay, I played soccer, baseball, football, wrestling. Tried tennis, then wasn't feeling the shorts.
How young were you when you got into the wrestling?
Wrestling?
That seems like a middle school going
to
high school.
That was when I was in seventh grade, when one of the guys who was supposed to be my weight, but he was actually a lot heavier than me, fell on my wrist on my throwing hand for baseball, and I watched the back of my hand touch the top of my arm.
Oh.
Not supposed to do that.
Yeah, that does.
After that happened in seventh grade, and I realized that could mess with my ability to play baseball.
Then went your pro.
Never wrestled again.
Oh.
Just trying to find alternate things while I was not playing baseball. So after wrestling, it was football. Went and played football after that.
So my youngest, little bro, first time playing organized sports.
Ever.
The guy is he's a little matchstick. He's a little wild. He's out there. But we figured this is worth a try. He said he wanted to do it. So we signed him up for rec league basketball. Good old rec league basketball.
How's that working out for you?
Two things. Actually, I got a couple things. So we signed him up. First practice, the head coach wears a Dallas Cowboy t-shirt. already questioning his
You're
ability.
You're already mad. You're already mad.
Yeah, he's already behind the eight ball. Strike one.
Why you gotta be mad for?
You come out wearing that shirt, and I mean, let's be honest here. I mean, come on, you're a basketball coach. Where basketball attire? Where? Or be neutral. I mean, like, wear something that says rec league coach.
Why?
Anyway. Okay, so that's behind me. And he did all right. He did a lot better than what I thought he would do. He still double dribbles up the yin yang. He does the James Harden Euro step to the basket, seven steps.
Does he floss after he scores a basket?
He doesn't floss, but he jumps up like he won like the gold medal. It's amazing.
The best thing to happen all day.
It's like,
It actually went in.
So he practices up there at the rec center, and then we have games every Wednesday. And I mean, he's doing his thing. So okay, this is just me. Since I never played it in any competitive style, do you think I have a right to say something about what's being taught if I've never played it before?
No.
So I should just be quiet?
Shut up.
Okay. Shut up. Okay.
My question is, what's next for your kids? Because for me, like, my daughter did soccer. She went into the soccer shots, and she's over soccer shots. So now
soccer shots suck. Because, you know, they don't.
It's a great introduction to organized sports if your kid doesn't know what the hell organized sports is.
Sorry, my bad.
My point is, what's next? Should I go ASO? Should we go gymnastics? Should we go ballet?
I-9?
Like, what's I-9? Is that the move?
I would go I-9 if does she what's the vibe? Does she want to? She's like, I'm over soccer.
No, she wants to make friends and have fun. It's not about competition.
Are you gonna steer her in any direction?
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like me and the mom have been thinking, she wants to do gymnastics because she jumps off of anything that's
where's close gymnastics
more than,
to your house.
Oh, we find one.
Oh,
Coco Kahi's around.
Like, oh, okay. Because yeah, I know there's a lot out of Waipio.
There's a lot of different options, but there's gymnastics, there's music, there's art.
Music is like a given in your family,
which is why I'm sitting here saying, what else is going on? So. With your sons, is that something you even think about, or do you just wait for them to say, "Hey, Dad, I like try this"?
Well, I'm gonna
squash basketball. Who said basketball?
I'm gonna squash gymnastics right off the bat. I'm just gonna squash gymnastics.
You just don't want nut huggers on your boys.
Smuggling grapes? I don't. I don't know. We said soccer because a lot of his friends that go into. What about the classmates with? With your
what
daughter.
About them? Well, she's in preschool, bro.
No, but the people in preschool, they play sports. Dude, they're playing touch football at four. There's a U4 flag football team. I'm just saying about that. Well, it's like whatever my kids' friends are doing, it's kind of like, oh, hey, Johnny's playing what's his stuff. So we're just going with the flow.
So how come the boys don't want to do MMA?
Ooh. That's a good question.
You should tell them, hey. Look at Uncle Max. Uncle Max.
Hey, pretty soon.
Oh, bro, Uncle Max about to fight for the belt.
Send Daddy to Vegas.
Exactly.
I wouldn't doubt it. By the time we get to be old balls, MMA is going to be in high school.
You're not wrong. Speaking of MMA, though,
I'm just looking towards the future.
Speaking of Max Holloway, let's look to the future. Can you buy me a ticket to Vegas in December so I can go watch Max fight?
Oh, we're giving away trips to Las Vegas with
PCC and FM 100. Hey, just because I do a podcast with you, does that mean I'm?
No, you are free, bro. I have no idea who you are.
Juice, bro.
And the winner is.
Guess who's going to Vegas? Okay, guys, mark my words on the podcast right here.
Oh, it's evidence now.
Somebody better be going to Vegas in December.
Well, just as long as you take me. Oh, now we're not cool now. What does that mean?
I think I could get away with that. I don't think my wife would want to go with me to Vegas.
Right.
You got to get your own room.
Hey, what? We can't bunk?
Nope.
No bunk?
Nope.
I just don't look me in the eye.
I need to spread out.
Okay, bro. Wait. Sorry, what about Max now?
Bruh, he's defending the title against Alexander Volkanovski. At UFC 245 in Vegas on December 14th.
Okay, let me go mark that down.
What are the odds? Look that up right now. What are the odds?
Mr. Odds, what I am shocked. I'm pretty much convinced that UFC is never going to come to Hawaii.
They're going to come.
When?
They're going to come.
What, when Max starts beefing guys in front of
Femme Noon? After they tear down the old Aloha Stadium and build the new one, then they'll come.
Really? You think the size matters?
No, because I think Dana's an idiot and he just needs to come out here.
So I saw
Dana, call me.
So I saw this online. They're actually going to have a UFC. in Korea with the Korean zombie.
And the problem is, if you go and you look at the numbers, they've done UFCs in so many stupid venues that have less seats than even the Blaisdell.
What?
I promise. They've done live shows.
You used to be on the beat back in
the
day.
I did. And they've done live shows that have less seats than the Blaisdell. So when Dana sits there and goes, oh, we can't make money in Hawaii, bull effing S.
Bull effing S.
Sorry.
I love it.
Sorry.
Keep it
going. Between Blaisdell and Stan Sheriff, you could do a UFC event right now.
Stan Sheriff, there's too much red tate you got to go to get the Stan Sheriff.
No, it's not.
Really?
The state would jump to have a UFC event here.
Because what? The stand does holds more than the Blaisdell, right?
No. Blaisdell holds more. Blaisdell holds about 8,000. I think Stanley holds
10.
Does it?
10.
Does it hold 10?
I remember UH Volleyball one used to be really good.
Okay. Yeah. The thing is, there is more red tape, but I don't think the state would say no. They want
that
the money.
True.
They want the money.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Don't you want the money?
Yeah, so Max 245 defending the belt. Good for him. Good for that guy. And I think I heard news a couple of days ago that Dana White is going to be in town for the Trinity, some kind of different promotion, looking for guys to get bumped up. Did you see that one?
Well, like, I hope if you see him out, say, hey, bring the UFC to Hawaii.
Yeah, I think it was Rachel Ostovich's dad's promotion, Trinity.
Yeah.
Yeah, something like that. All right.
Yeah. Your better chance of making a name for yourself in Vegas is by putting some money in a slot machine.
Which I don't have. Have you ever caught yourself on the slot machines and you forget that you didn't max bet and you hit and you feel like S when it hits? That happened to me once. Good thing the pot wasn't heavy and I regret it for the rest of my life.
I think you wish your name was Eric Santos. This dude Eric Santos from Maui. He was at the Plaza Hotel and Casino.
The Plaza?
Last week.
All right.
You ready? You ready?
Tell me why I need to go to the Plaza. Because I'm telling you right now, I'm not going to go to the Plaza unless somebody drags me to the Plaza.
He's playing slots, and he made $96,000. $96,000 off of a slot machine.
Blazing Sevens.
Doesn't say.
Diamonds.
It was Keno. Keno. Keno.
Keno? That is luck. E balls. That's the name. Forget Eric Santos. Luck E balls.
Hey,
that's his name.
I wish I could just win 50,000. I don't even need 90,000. I don't need 20,000.
You know what? All you gotta do is listen to the sports uncle, and you'll hit. Maybe not $90,000, but enough for you to buy like an iPhone, one of those new iPhones.
Well, bruh, I mean, maybe an iPhone, but I know what you would love is some of this. High-end jewelry that's coming out.
Oh, of course. Beautiful. Look at this face. It needs as much jewelry as it
Tiffany's,
can get.
Tiffany's, bro. They got, like, sports-related high-end jewelry.
Oh, my God. What? Some chains.
And I tell you more about it, but my internet's not working. So instead of talking about jewelry, that iPhone, would you buy the iPhone?
I
know.
I
would not.
If I knew, what is the going price right now?
Depends.
Because there's like so much levels,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly. And if you look at something, you want the top of the line, right? You can spend top of the line money,
$1,500. $1,500? And that comes with all three cameras, right?
And it'll come out with a finger that tickles your nuts while you're at it.
Are you the kind of guy, are you the kind of person, are you the kind of dad, a techie dad where something always new comes out? I used to be.
The problem for me was that the problem for me was that I used to have more money. So
was this pre-kids?
That's what I'm saying. Before the kids was born, I was able
study all night.
Bro, I got a new phone every couple of years. Now, what am I rocking, an 8? What do you have? What was your phone?
This is. All I know is I got the new charger on the bottom. It's not the big charger.
Okay. So I think I got an 8 or 7. I think I got an 8. But I was looking at the new one, and I love the new one because I could use
features. It
for work, for social, for
the podcast,
fun. Yeah, but in the real world, it's more like, do I want to send my kid to gymnastics class in the next 6 months?
Because I know I got this one friend who he had a fan, like a truck was less than a year old. He got a ticket, and he returned the truck to get a brand new truck.
Wow.
It was like bad juju, and he turned the truck in. And he's the kind of guy who always needs new stuff.
I wish I could have that problem.
I was like, is that even legal? How do you just turn things in? Is that part of your deal with the truck company? But he's like, yeah. And he said it was all about the bad juju. All about the bad juju. So yeah. It is what it is.
But there's lots of good juju here at Study Hall near the University of Hawaii. If we haven't told you yet, and I think we told you twice, but we're going to tell you a third time, make sure you come down and check out Brother Jed, check out Chad, check out the whole crew. They're down here doing live sports Thursday nights if you want to hang out with the college kids.
Ask them
to come down for that. But full menu, lots of beer, great spot.
Friday, Saturday, Sunday, live music.
To come and hang down. Exactly. Hang out, not hang down. You can hang down.
I can hang low.
You can hang whatever you want. But, you know, we're taking it back to the old preview, to the dry runs. We don't need no music. We don't need no guests.
I think
all we need is some dads with this dad life, baby.
Good to see you again, man. We gotta do it more often.
I think we're going to try and do this next week. What do you think?
As of right now, it's a hard yes.
A hard
Where's my
yes
hard yes? Let's bring those back.
From Mr. Lopez, that's the hard yes. So that's going to do it for this week, the Two Hawaii Dads podcast. Don't forget, you can find us online.
Two Hawaii Dads on the IG, hashtag Two Hawaii Dads. Follow us on the Gram personal accounts, at Honolulu Pulse, at Cool Daddy Cool J, and you can listen to me on the radio afternoons on FM 100. My man.
We'll see you next time, the Two Hawaii Dads podcast. That's Justin.
Jason right across.
Kidding.
Bye.
Who needs Google when you get these two old futs? The Two Hawaii Dads podcast.